Good morning. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in Salem, New Jersey. Thank you for joining us another week. I hope these prayers have been uplifting and encouraging to your heart. Today, we're going to continue to pray. Prayer works. Even if you don't see the effect of the prayer in your life, don't stop praying. Prayer work. In one day, you will see those effects. So today we are going to pray and we're going to ask God to help us to keep praying. And we're going to give him thanks for what he's about to do and he's currently doing in our lives. Our scripture today will be taken from Colossians 4 verse 2. And it reads, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And we have a second scripture taken from 1 Samuel 7 verse 8. And it reads, and the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of this Philistine. And so today, we are going to pray. And we're going to tell God, and we're going to talk to the Lord, and we're going to let him know that we know prayer work. And so we're not going to stop praying. We're not going to cease from praying. We're going to keep on praying. And we're going to give him thanks because he has been good to us. God has been good. And brothers and sisters, no matter what you go through, just remember God has been good to you. He has been good to me. And we're going to keep on praying. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the most holy name, the wonderful name, the encouraging name, the mighty name, the name above every other name, Lord, we thank you. And here we are before you today, Jesus. We are coming before you because you've been a good God. You've been a holy God. You've been a righteous God. Lord, we don't even deserve to be in your presence. But because of your goodness towards us, Father, you look beyond every fault that we have and you see our need. Lord, we are here today because we know prior works. We are here today because we know that you are God and you know how to do all things. We are here today, God, because we don't want to doubt. We don't want to just get discouraged, Lord, because we know that you are God and God alone. We are here today because there's no God like you. Father, today we are praying, Lord, no matter what our circumstances today, God, we are praying that you continue to keep us praying, Lord. Help us to keep on praying. Help us not to get weary. Help us not to get tired. And help us not to give up on you, God. Lord, we are praying for everyone that are listening to my voice today, God. And I'm encouraging everyone that are listening to this prayer podcast to keep on praying. I'm encouraging everyone, God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. And Lord, I'm praying for all of them and their families and whatever they are going through, Lord, I'm touching and agreeing that you are going to work it out on their behalf, that you will help them, Lord. Help them to hold on to you. Help them to trust you. Help them to believe that you are God and you can do it for them, Lord, that you can fix every problem, every situation, every difficulties. Lord, you can do it for them. And so today, God, I'm touching and agreeing that the power of God will move upon every listener today. Upon every, Lord God, though everyone that's calling on your name today, Lord. I pray for every pastor today, God, that they will keep holding on and not get discouraged. That they will not give up on you. I pray for every evangelist that they will keep evangelizing, God, and working for you. I pray for every minister that the power of God will continue to move in their lives, Lord. Oh God, every elder, Lord, that the power of God will move them, Lord, gonna work a work in their life, Lord, that you have in store for them. I pray for every missionary, God, that the power of God will continue to use them well. Every brother, every sister, every young people, every children in Christ, Lord, everyone that calling on your name today, remember them, Jesus. Lord, help us not to stop praying. When we are sick, help us to keep praying. When we are discouraged, help us to keep praying. When we are overwhelmed, Lord, help us to keep praying. When we're not too sure what else to do, Lord, help us to keep praying. When we feel like giving up, Lord, help us to keep praying. Let us stay praying, Lord God. As Colossians, we read 4 verse 2, say, Lord God, we should continue in prayer, God. Every day, teach us to pray. Every day, God, remind us to get on our knees. Oh, God, and keep on praying. At the job, help us to pray. In the home, help us to pray. In the car, help us to pray. Wherever we go, Lord, help us to keep on praying. You said we should continue in prayer and we should watch with thanksgiving. Lord, we want to give you thanks. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the mind and the heart to pray. Thank you for giving us the ability to pray. Thank you for help us to keep on praying. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our life, Lord. Break down every stronghold, God. Every weapon that the devil, Lord God, sin against us, break it, Lord God. Every plan that the enemy have for our life, break it, Lord Jesus. And keep us on fire for you. Keep us praying. Many a times we want to be up front, Lord. Many a times we want to do all the things that others could see. But not many times, God, we want to stay in the background and pray. But Lord, help us just to stay praying. Help us to keep on praying. Oh God, help us have our mind made up. And we won't turn back by your grace, God. We can keep going forward. We can keep praying. We can keep pushing our way. We can keep dreaming the dreams of Zion, singing the songs of Zion, worshiping God in a mighty way, Jesus. We thank you. And Lord, like we read also in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 8, where the children of Israel were crying out to Samuel, to the prophets, and saying to Samuel, Samuel, don't stop praying to God for us. We need a breakthrough. We need him to save us. We need deliverance from the Philistine. And we can't stop praying now because we need help. Lord, help your people to realize that we can't stop praying now. If ever a time we need the Lord, Lord, we need you more so now than ever. We can't stop praying now. God, a lot of things are out of our control. A lot of issues that we face are out of our control. A lot of disappointment are out of our control. Lord, we need you more so now than ever. Lord, step into our circumstances and help each and every one of us, Lord, to grow more in you. Lord, at times we feel so far from you. At times we feel so weak spiritually. At times we feel like we're not growing like we ought to. But Lord, let not the problem oppress us. Let not this disappointment distract us, God. But keep our heart praying on you. Keep our heart stayed on you. Keep our mind stayed on you. Oh, God, keep us in prayer, Lord Jesus. Remind us, God, today that prayer works. And it's not time to stop praying. It's not time to give up. It's not time to let go of God. But it's time to hold on to Jesus' hand. Prayer works. Remind us, God, that prayer works. The enemy have no control over your prayer. The enemy have no control, God, because you can do for us what he cannot do. You say what the enemy meant for evil. God, you have a way to turn it around for our good. And today, God, we have prayed so many prayers for our family. Yet, Lord, not all of them is where they ought to be in you. We have prayed so many prayers for our family. And at times, God, we still see needs and we still, Lord God, cry out to you for them. But today, God, we are putting our family, Lord God, into your hands today, God. And we are saying, Lord God, we know prayer works, Lord. We know you can touch our family, each and every one of them, Jesus. Some of them need to give their life to you. Some of them need to give their life back to you. Some of them need to repent, God, and turn from their ways. Oh, God, some of them need to continue to grow in you. whatever the circumstances may be. Lord God, I ask you to step into our family. It's not your will that any to perish. Lord, we don't want to see our family get lost. We don't want to see our family, Lord God. Oh, Father God, not make heaven their home. And so today, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to step down into our circumstance and touch every one of our families, God. Touch each and every one of them. Lord, remember all the ministries, God, that are out there, Lord God. All the ministries today. Lord, remember all of them. Help them to continue to sing the songs of Zion. Help them to continue to play the musical for you, God. Help them to continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to hold on to you. Because prayer does work. And I thank you for your uplifting spirit. I thank you for everything you have given us today, Lord. Keep us praying. Keep us on our knees, God. Keep us trusting you. Keep us believing you. Keep us realizing that you have the answer to everything that we need. Keep us in you, Lord. Let us not cease to pray. But we thank you for everything now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you for praying with me. And keep on praying. I may not be able to do a lot for you, but I'm praying for all of you. And I know prayer works. And God is going to help you. He's going to help you find your way if you are lost. And if you're still holding on, he's going to keep you holding on. And be strong in him.